Rock on.
Rock on.
It's Happy Friday.
It's Happy Friday.
It's Beer Friday.
It's Beer Friday. You know, the week went really fast, didn't it?
It did, yeah. Well, I think, you know, official kickoff to summer, right?
Yeah.
Memorial Day weekend.
That's right.
It's as good as it gets. The Brewers swept the Cubs.
I see. They kind of cleaned up their act a little
bit
there,
awesome.
Didn't they?
That was awesome. Did you see that in the park home run?
I did not. Yeah. I heard about it.
I know. Like, I miss it. We were... So we started the putt-putt league Wednesday night. And so my wife and I, we were playing, and we had the windows open because it was nice out. And the whole bar just started erupting. I was like, what is going on?
Someone yelled free beer.
Free bird.
Free bird. We were on the road all day on Wednesday. So just a nice little trip with Mr. Johnny Peck.
Yeah. How's he doing?
It was good. We went. Cheers.
Cheers.
Went down to our sister station in Baraboo.
Awesome. Do they roll out the red carpet when you come down there? Because you guys are kind of like the crown jewel of the...
Yeah, well, we had our six-pack of Blue-Eyed Blonde, and I didn't know that the station's inside a government building.
Oh.
So there was a cop standing at the front door. He's like, who are you here to see? And I'm like, David Grant. And he's like, you got to be more specific, man. I'm like, the radio station.
Yeah.
Second floor. He didn't even laugh, nothing. I'm
nothing.
Like, oh, boy.
Did he ask for a beer?
I was going to offer him one, but he didn't seem like he had that sense of humor.
Did you take the beer with you?
Oh, yeah. Took it up. Yeah,
we got seal.
We got in an elevator. I think it's a three-story building. They had an elevator, and I don't think I'd get in that elevator again.
No.
It smelled like burning electrical, you know?
Oh, yeah.
I looked at Johnny Peck. I said, this is where it ends, but we have beer.
What a way to go with Johnny Peck in an elevator.
That's right. This is good beer. What do we have?
Good. This is a Vienna Lager from Vault 202, which is a new brewery in downtown Appleton. I found it in our beer cooler. I don't know who brought it.
I almost thought it was a Chimay. It looks
like a Chimay.
From a distance.
Yeah.
It's all of 3 feet from me.
Yeah.
Ways away.
Ways away.
Yeah. So, yeah.
How's
so
your week been?
It's been good. Busy.
Did you get the boat in the water?
We did last Saturday. It was beautiful.
Yeah.
It was just such a picture-perfect day. And I know some say, well, it was windy, but it was offshore from our side of the lake. So
it was fine.
Yep.
Nice.
Then we stopped at a few places and floated. And
yeah.
It was a good time.
That's great. We had the Chilton Beer Fest.
Yeah. How'd that go?
Fantastic. Although there was a rumor that that might have been the last one. So, I don't know. We'll see. Me and some of the other brewers were talking, and we want to keep it going. I know the bands want to keep it going.
How many years have they been doing
this? This year was 35 years.
Oof. Why would you ever end anything
like
that?
I don't know. It's such a great event. And the Rotary was there with the Kiwanis was there with the cigars. Yep. I had one.
I had a couple on Saturday, too. Nice. I just had the small one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The cigarillos.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah, a lot of great, I mean, I can't really announce them on the air, but the best thing about that beer show next to the cigars is the t-shirts that people wear, you know.
So who can wear the goofiest?
Or the most inappropriate,
yeah,
or, yeah.
I get how
there's,
that goes.
There's some good t-shirt watching over there, but it was fun. It was a great time. Copperbox was there, Two-Fifths Party Band, so all our friends. And then Wednesday we started the... Or last week, I'm sorry, we had the bingo night I was telling you about, which was
music
a huge
bingo hit.
Yeah, we were packed. Everybody loved it. So I think we're going to do that again in June. It'll be the third Friday of June.
Cool.
Yep.
Nice. You know, something tells me that when these people say, well, we're going to end these events, it's almost their way of saying, hey, come on, youngins.
Yeah, someone else pick up the torch.
Step up, take it
over.
That's
kind of the impression I get. It's run by the Rollins, and she's getting up there, like, you know.
Yeah.
So
37,
38. Yeah.
Yeah. So, because what I was going to mention is Derek Beery. He runs an internet program called Vice Grip Garage.
Okay.
And they're going around the U.S. trying to start more car shows and car cruises.
Oh.
Which kind of dwindled away in the past years. And they're trying to bring that back. And that just kind of reminded me of that. So, and Sandbar Bash is canceled this year now.
It is.
It is.
Why? What happened?
I think more insurance reasons, costs on that. It turned into be, you throw a party on a barge in the middle of the lake, it's going to turn out to be a big event.
Yeah.
You know, and it was kind of like the barge parties at Stretches years back, and it got to be...
Gets a little out of hand.
Out of hand, so they got to throw a little water on the fire for a few years.
So
hopefully it'll make a comeback at some point, but there's no reason why you can't tie up 3, 4, 5 boats on your own and have a little
do
flotilla.
Your own. Yeah, right.
You
know, a little redneck yacht club.
That's right. So what do you got coming up for entertainment?
We've got Dan Broxma and Al Muncho June 6th. We got a wedding this weekend and next weekend, so no live music. But
I was going to say, you're right in the heart of that.
Yeah,
season.
We're in the heart of that. But trivia on Thursday nights, Putt-Putt League. We had the inaugural Putt-Putt kickoff this week Wednesday. We had more teams than we've ever had, and we're still accepting teams, and this year it's sponsored by our friends over at Lasonia.
Sure.
So Joe. Joe, all the participants, they get like a custom Lasonia ball marker, handmade. Mm-hmm. And then if you win at the end of the year, I think you get some free golf, and there's probably some other merch stuff coming out too.
Is he a good putter,
Joe?
Has he ever tried out your range?
Well, it kind of depends on how many blue eyed blondes he has.
Sure. Understandable.
Yeah. If he hasn't had that many, then he's not very good. But
aiming fluid.
The more he has, the better he gets.
Absolutely. That's like that in many ways of life.
Yeah.
So, well, yeah, my birthday actually lands on a Saturday, June 6th this year.
It
so
does.
Looking
all right.
Forward to it. Every so
what
often.
What are you turning this year?
I'll be the big 3-6.
3-6. All right.
36.
So. I'll be the big 4-1 this December.
Man, we're getting up there. Holy cow.
Yeah.
Pretty soon the AARP cards will be in the mail. And
colonoscopies, I hear those are a hoot.
That ain't happening. No way. Contact info, Dave.
748-5188.
Thanks for the brew.
Yeah, everybody have a wonderful weekend.